Southern California Chinese American Oral History Project, jointly sponsored by the UCLA Asian American Studies Center and the Chinese Historical Society of Southern California. This is the interview with Mr. George Wong on June the 19th, 1981, at Market Court in Los Angeles. By Sue Ellen Chan. Mr. Wu, may I ask where are your parents from?
My parents was born in Los Angeles.
Born in Los Angeles?
My mother was born in Los Angeles. My dad was born in San Francisco.
Around when? Do you remember the years that were born?
No, I don't.
Uh-huh. And so what did your father do in San Francisco? Or he moved down to Los Angeles?
He was a Chinese merchant in Chinatown.
Mm-hmm. And your mother?
Grandpa had a dress store in Chinatown.
Mm-hmm.
He was one of the first ones that was a tailor, like.
Uh-huh. In Los Angeles?
In Los Angeles.
In the old Chinatown?
Oh, that's where the people is now. That was the old Chinatown at that time.
I see. So your grandfather on your mother's side came to the United States, must be?
In a sailboat.
In a
sailboat?
Grandpa
and grandma came in a sailboat.
Mm-hmm. And your grandpa started with the dressmaking business.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And your mother was born in Los Angeles,
yes.
Probably before 1900 then?
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh. And how did your father meet your mother?
That is
strange. One is from San Francisco, and of course it was before you were born.
That's the kind of question that I couldn't ask,
uh-huh.
answer. But
uh-huh.
Dad came down here and started Chinese herbs place in Chinatown, and he's one of the first ones that had business in here.
Uh-huh.
My dad passed away when I was small, so I don't remember much of either one of them.
Okay.
My father died when I was 3, and my mother died when I was 6, mm-hmm. and I stayed with grandma and grandpa until I was 13, 14, I believe.
Uh-huh. So you remember more of your grandpa
and grandma.
Grandma. Okay. But would you like to talk a little bit about your grandpa? What sort of a business you say is a dressmaking?
Mm-hmm.
And is a family, like a two-person operating the shop? So you said that your grandfather, when you remember him, he already had the ranch?
He had a 10-acre piece of property out in Cudahy.
Mm-hmm.
And he was raising asparagus and Chinese vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
He had a small peach orchard out there, too.
Mm-hmm.
He grew up in that ranch. It was more a memory of all that good memories of Grandpa and Grandma. Of course, Grandpa was a real good cook.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a lot of, he raised chickens and rabbits and goats. And I used to have to milk the goats.
Oh, that's very interesting, yeah.
Yeah.
I said, not very many Chinese down the Calhei
no,
ranch.
No, you know, have you ever been out the fields? Out the country?
Well, I passed by, and I was grew up in the countryside, though, but not in the United States.
That's right. It's entirely different.
See? Uh-huh.
And at that time, them days, there was very few Chinese that had wives and families over here.
Mm-hmm.
We was one of the few. Oh, in Chinatown, that time, might be population in Los Angeles could be more than 300 people all scattered.
Mm-hmm.
And Grandpa was one of the first that owned some property, kind of a mom being born over here, that she bought it under mom's name. Uh-huh. Was over them days, if you wasn't a citizen, you could not buy any property.
So you were born in Chinatown, in Los Angeles.
I was born over by the Santa Fe Depot on Rose Street here in Los Angeles.
I see.
Mama was born in Chinatown.
Uh-huh. And what year was you born?
What year?
1909. I see. And so you live in the area, Santa Fe Depot, for so many years before you went to your grandpa's ranch.
Well, not very many years, because my mom died at three, I say. Mom died at six. So
after that.
Yes, I don't recall much of the
Santa Fe Depot area. Uh-huh. But then you went to the ranch and you start you spent most of your early childhood in the ranch area?
Yes. Mm-hmm. We were the only Oriental family that's going to school over there.
Mm-hmm. So it's a small school then?
The school had two teachers for the 8 grades.
Ah.
Country schools are that way.
Uh-huh.
Now you're going back now, 50, 60 some years,
mm-hmm.
60 years or more.
Yes. And you say very few Oriental, which means they are one or two other Oriental families around, or you were probably the only...
I was only Chinese Oriental.
Oh.
But there are a few Japanese family around. The farmers were, at that time, was Japanese and Chinese, and Italian people were doing most of the farming.
Uh-huh. So you went to school there. What is the school name, do you remember?
That was Laguna School.
Laguna.
Then later on, when I got to be 11 years old, when I got to be 11 years old, my uncle Moon on my father's side, took me over his place,
mm-hmm.
Moved from grandma's over their place, and we went to Watts School.
Oh.
I went as high as the 8th grade in Willowbrook.
Mm-hmm.
Then I had to get out to make a dollar.
Oh, 11 years old?
No.
Eighth grade.
Mm-hmm. I was 16.
Uh-huh. And since then you left your grandparents?
Yeah, I left my parents, left all of them.
Uh-huh.
I've been on my own since then.
Uh-huh. How old were your grandparents when they passed away?
Grandpa was in his 70s, grandma's was in her 60s.
So at that time you were around your teen?
I was a lot older than that.
Uh-huh. I see. So actually they spent their life, most of their life in the ranch.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Do you remember who were the helps besides, you know, the family working in the field? Were there any Chinese help or?
No. There was a lot of Mexican help there.
Oh, Mexican help.
It's all Mexican. Farm labor was Mexican.
Any Japanese help? Or Japanese own their own?
If they use their own ground or lease their own ground
uh-huh.
to farm.
Uh-huh. So your grandpa, did your grandpa like provide any like living quarters or houses for these Mexican helps, or
no.
They just came in and do the seasonal work? Like only the summertime or only the spring or whenever?
These Mexican were local people that lived there, see, and there's work. And when you go back to that them days, there was no factories and stuff like that. It was mostly all farm work.
Mm-hmm. And what did your grandpa did after harvesting asparagus?
He raised Chinese vegetables, and that's all year round for that.
And for example, like bok choy or?
Yes, kai choy, bok choy, yunzai.
Yunzai,
huh? Lu bok, all that kind of stuff like that.
Uh-huh. And then he would, somebody from town Los Angeles would go down there and buy the.
Yes, they some wholesalers that would come out twice a week and pick it up and take it into town.
And did your grandfather actually did very well? Seems like he had quite a big piece of property and.
He did very good. Grandpa did very well. The living was a lot easier to live on because they raised all his chickens and his own eggs, and we had our goat milk. So there wasn't much to buy, but out the essential state like rice and meat. Very little meat. China, we Chinese eat anyway.
Yes.
In days we had ice boxes. I don't know if you ever seen one or not, but ice boxes is just like a refrigerator, but they put chunks of ice in there.
Mm-hmm.
So once a week you would buy fresh meat, like pork, and buy a chunk of ice and throw it in an ice box and last us all week.
Mm-hmm. And did your grandpa actually take you down Chinatown? Very often, like once a week or once a month or something?
Once a month to get a haircut, I remember that. Yeah, I remember that thing there.
For haircut, you have to come down to Chinatown or?
Yes, down to Chinatown to get it.
Uh-huh.
The shop for shoes, you know, as we need them maybe twice or three times a year, things like that.
Uh-huh.
And we always used to go to the corner store in Chinatown after our haircut and buy the Chinese mui and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I remember all that kind of funny little things like that.
Uh-huh. And your grandpa probably had a lot of friends in Chinatown.
Well, Chinese was a community was so small that most everybody in there.
Mm-hmm. And how about where did your grandpa came from originally? Guangdong, which district do you know?
Yeah, Huishan. He came from Huishan.
Oh, Huishan.
He was a Suhu.
Oh, Suhu family. Is your grandpa related to Peter Suhu's family?
I think so.
Oh.
Suhu Man Singh was grandpa's name.
Uh huh. And so they like Peter Suhu's grand. Let me see. Peter Suhu's
dad
is your. Is that related to your? Oh, you don't know. Yeah, he had a little stores in Chinatown.
Mm-hmm.
So did you visit him? His
I
store?
Guess you did. I
wouldn't remember. Uh-huh. I see. And so you came to Los Angeles Chinatown shopping, and did you come here eating, eat food, like a dinner, or?
Automatically, when Grandpa had a daughter, his fourth daughter, Aunt Carrie, had a home in Chinatown,
uh-huh.
And that was our, we'd visit them, and we'd have dinner, and then we'd go home.
Mm-hmm.
You see, Grandpa and Grandma had six daughters, four sons.
Six daughters, huh?
Four sons. My mother was the oldest one of the daughters.
Your mother is the
oldest daughter.
Oldest daughter, I see.
So when we came in, we visit Aunt Carrie and have dinner with Aunt Carrie and have lunch with her. But she was the only one that was in town.
What did your aunt or your uncle do in Chinatown? You don't remember. You just visit the family.
Yeah.
I see. Uh-huh. So, Oing Ora, what is your impression of the Chinatown when you came here in, say, that would be 1916 or 17, something like that, before 1920? At that time, Chinatown was pretty crowded or was...
It was crowded in that little alleys, small alleys in Ferguson Alley.
Ferguson Alley.
And it was, the streets, were just ruts in there, rocks in there. It wasn't like it is now.
Uh-huh.
With the rain, when we came home with the rain, it's all mud holes.
Did your grandfather drive? Or you have some
horse
other transport?
Horse and buggies at that time.
Horse and buggies. Mm.
So it probably would take quite a while to get to town.
Well.
And probably for you, it's fun to ride with them.
Yes, it was fun. Mm-hmm.
You remember those quite well.
I remember more. I looked back at it, was so out of this world, old time. Where you ride in the buggy, it takes you about an hour and a half to get up to where you go,
mm-hmm.
riding behind a horse.
Mm-hmm. So when you visit Chinatown, would you stay in Chinatown with your aunt, or you will go back the same day?
Go back the same day. You get up early, you start out early. We would start out about 6 o'clock and come in, and we get our hair cut and start back home at about 4 o'clock, so get back before dark.
How big was the ranch house in your grandfather had? Was it separate rooms?
Grandpa had a two-story home.
Two stories?
Yeah, it was a big house. Three bedrooms downstairs.
Uh-huh. And that's a big house then.
Yes.
Did your grandfather actually build the house, or?
I don't know.
When you got there, well,
the house was there.
I see. So who else lived in the big house? Your grandparents?
Grandparents, and there was Uncle Johnny and Auntie Laura. She was only, both of them were not married.
Mm-hmm. And then you were the only...
No, that my sister, and my younger brother, myself was there.
Oh. How many brothers and sisters
do you have? I had two brothers and a sister. But one of my brothers passed away.
So they were all older than you are? Or?
One younger.
Uh-huh. And you sort of spent your childhood there, and so were your brothers and sisters.
Yes.
And they left the same time as you did, or they left much earlier?
The sister stayed there, but the
uh-huh.
three boys left earlier
uh-huh.
at the same time.
Did any of the family members still own the ranch or the farm?
No.
After your grandpa passed away, they sold the land or what?
Yes, Uncle Johnny sold the ground and property.
Uh-huh. Because nobody
that is
could take care of
no, something I wouldn't know what they.
Oh, I see. Because you already left the farm.
Yes.
Yeah. So when you were in the farm, you mentioned you helped, like milk the.
Then days, all kids had to help the family.
Yes.
And when they came home from school, they had to pull weeds, chop wood. That was all automatic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they all, regardless of you live on a ranch or you lived in town, you had to help with the chores.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like this day.
No. Yeah, they work hard. Like if the children here in town probably helping in the restaurants or in family business. And you went to regular school. Did you have any chance to study Chinese or any Chinese school in downtown that you come here?
No.
Because it's so far away.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And they didn't have no school, but in Chinatown only, there's one school at that time. The population wasn't that big.
And so when you were home, did you speak English or Chinese with your grandpa?
Grandpa and grandma made us speak Chinese.
Uh-huh. But between sisters and brothers, you would speak
English.
It's more convenient. Huh? Mm-hmm. Did your brothers and sister all went to the same school that you went?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Until later, I was the only one that went through grammar school, but the others went through the high school.
So how was the school there? I mean, all this, your classmates treat you sort of differently because you were only Chinese in the class, or or it doesn't really matter to them. There's somebody that looks different.
Who was picked on, yes. Really picked on.
Uh-huh. How did you feel, though? I mean, there's nothing...
Nothing you could do about it. So you took it, that's all. Uh-huh. You got in a few fights.
Uh-huh. Oh, you got into a fight, too, huh? Well, that's the only way, I guess. But all in all, how about the neighbors?
Neighbors were all right.
They were all right.
We had to, on the ranch, your neighbors are so far away. Mm-hmm. 2 blocks, 3 blocks away, so you're in the middle of nowhere.
Uh-huh. So where did your grandparents usually shop? Like if they don't come to Chinatown? Were there
country
close
store.
By grocery store?
Country store.
Uh-huh.
See, Grandpa baked this old bread. Oh, baked these old things. And so, not much shopping. No, it wasn't uncommon for him to do that. It was, I think, at least 60% of the people made their own bread then, baked their own stuff. Maybe the few that was in town was close to bakeries did that. And then days, they always had a horse and wagon that bring bakery goods around different places.
Mm-hmm.
Twice a week, mm-hmm. like that.
And of course you have all your own chicken, your eggs,
mm-hmm.
and all other vegetables. And, so you say your grandfather was a very good cook.
Yes, he was.
And he did most of the cooking?
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh.
I don't remember grandma cooking anything.
Really? Did your grandma help in the field, though? Not farm, or
no.
she was just a...
Grandma was grandma. She was short, fat, and roly-poly, but she had the sahang with her all the time.
What's sahang?
Yeah, switch.
Oh.
She had to switch it, and she watched us work.
So she is the head of the family, right? The authority of the family, huh?
In a way, yes.
Uh-huh. Well, but everybody listened to her, though.
Oh, everybody listened to her, and everybody listened to Grandpa.
Uh-huh.
Aunt Laura and Grandpa did all the cooking.
So it is a very... I think in a way very successful case for your grandfather because he came in on the sail boat with your grandmother, or your grandmother came in later, or did
grandma,
they ever talk about that?
Grandma came in later. Grandma came in some church, and that's how Grandpa met him in some church.
Uh huh.
And that's how they got married.
Oh, I see. And. It's kind of hard to imagine, like your grandfather start with a dressmaking and then later knows how to do the farming, all because your grandfather actually from a farm family.
I wouldn't know that either, but Grandpa was successful as in them days for Oriental.
Yes.
See, mother must been born and then some before he could buy any property.
Mm-hmm.
She must have been quite old.
Yeah, he must be very thrifty too, in a way, to save money.
Turn that off and I'll tell you.
So, talk about the schooling. You already mentioned that you went to high school.
No, I didn't go to high school. All the rest of the family did.
Uh-huh. But you went to up to 8th grade?
Through the 8th grade,
and then you came out and work
mm-hmm.
since then.
Uh-huh,
and all by yourself. You know, what sort of a job you have? You know, for example, the first job you got, do you remember?
First job I got was working on a ranch.
Work on the ranch? Your grandpa's ranch or other people's ranch?
Other people's ranch. I got $80 a month. Open board. And we work from sun up to sundown.
Uh-huh. From sunrise, sun up and sundown. Okay. Uh-huh. And what sort of job? It's field work. For example, you vegetable farm or?
It's a vegetable farm, but who was supposed to be a top hand. I was driving tractors then, first tractors.
Oh, first tractors, probably not very many at that time.
Not many.
How did you learn driving the track?
Well, when you're born here, you learn to drive something. A car, a tractor, anything with wheels inside a horse.
You must be very adventuresome in a way. All your brothers and sisters did the same thing, or you were probably the ones that more outgoing and...
Well, my younger brother was with us. My older brother was up in town here. He was working for someone in the market. His sister, they eventually got married. And she was a bookkeeper for shipping outfits.
And so your first boss was Chinese, or?
Was Chinese.
Where was the ranch?
The ranch was out in Maywood.
Maywood. How did you find the job, though? Through your grandfather's introduction, or just family friends?
I don't remember.
You don't remember. Okay. And so how long were you working in that ranch, though? Quite a few years?
3 or 4 years.
Three or 4 years. And so at that time, $80 was
big
enough.
Money. Big money.
Plenty, because it's room and board. Besides room and board, you have $80. What did you do with the $80? You save them, or you...
Single man can never save any money.
You did not?
Well, saved a little, I imagine, because I had, when I went out on my own, I had enough money to buy a used truck to start buying, coming into the produce business.
Uh-huh. Was that your second job, as coming into the produce business?
That was my, I didn't work for nobody after that, after I come in. I started out with one truck out here.
One truck out here, huh? Mm-hmm. What year was that? Do you remember? Or how old were you at that time?
1927.
Mm.
So I was about 18
years old. Uh-huh. And you start a business in Los Angeles downtown?
Yeah, right here.
Right here?
Yes, in this market.
Oh, in this same market. Right now we are in W. Fay Company. At that time, was that company's name also?
No, see, W. Fay, my Chinese name is Wu Fei.
Uh-huh.
That's where the W. Fay comes
from. I see, yeah.
But this is a wholesale terminal market. Here is owned by Southern Pacific, the whole market.
Yeah, I saw the sign earlier.
So, when I had a truck, they had stalls off-site. I started with a truck and stalls off-site, one stall off-site, mm-hmm. bringing merchandise in from the country and selling it in here. Mm-hmm. That's how I started.
I see. Where did you go get the vegetables around the...
Around the farms.
Like Huntington Park,
yes,
or...
Yes, Maywood, Huntington
Maywood,
Park, Downey.
Downey. At that time, your grandfather still had the ranch.
No, grandpa passed away at that time.
So you got the most produce from other people then?
Yes, we knew there were so close-knit farmers around me. When I was working, they knew about me. And that's how we go. What people that we knew, buy a load, come in, sell it.
Mostly, what sort of a produce?
At that time, it was potatoes, onions, all in small boxes, not in big sacks. You buy that small package and bring it in.
So these are the small farmers, or they also have
yes,
big ranches?
We couldn't buy anything big there, just small farmers. All small farmers that have 20 acres, 15 acres.
Oh, that's considered small farmers, huh?
Yes.
And were these farmers all Chinese?
No.
Where you got the produce from?
Mostly Japanese people, and a few Italian people that I would buy from.
Oh, Italian farmers, mm-hmm. I see. And and you will bring it down to the markets here and sell it to other wholesalers or retailers?
Anyone that we could get that would allow us to make a few pennies, you know? At that days, when you made it, 10 cents or 5 cents a box, it was really something. Not like now, it was our own labor, and labor was cheap. So you brought a load, the small truck would bring in about 150 boxes, you see. And if you got 10 cents, then you made a few dollars. Mm-hmm. Gas was nothing, and the gas, I think, was 15 cents or 18 cents a gallon.
Yeah, how did you find that this is a good business for you, or how did...
Well, that was the only kind of business that was a small capital that you could go into. You could turn it over and keep on coming into. That was the only business.
How small is the capital you need for starting the business? For example, you say you have one truck.
Right. To them days, maybe $150, $200.
You can start a business?
Yes. Uh-huh. You use a used truck, cost you maybe $50, $75. But now, it's impossible to think of starting anything. Nope.
Uh-huh. But did you have any help, or you just single-handed?
Single-handed. That man that's 18, 20 years old don't think nothing about it.
Uh-huh. So you work probably long hours every day. Got up